I read the Declaration of Independence years ago, but now I understand the dedication that they had. We owe it to them. And I am fighting as hard as I can for liberty. What if George Washington had done that at Valley Forge? You know, it's really cold. You know, we're fighting against King George. I know we really have no chance. Let's put out the campfire and just go home. We'll look into our children and our grandchildren. That's not the American spirit. That's not the spirit of heroes. Do you understand how important this is? We keep reading American history. We, 4th of July is our favorite holiday. We fly the flag, we wear red, white, and blue, and go, gosh, isn't it wonderful to be an American? As we sit by and let them create free speech zones? Am I straddling the fence for anybody here? How badly do you want to do it? Do you feel the fires of liberty burning inside? Because that's where it lives. It's not the Constitution. It's not the Bill of Rights. It's not a piece of paper in Washington. You want to burn the Constitution? You want to shred the Bill of Rights? I don't care. You're not going to shut me up. You're not going to get my gun. Because it's not the piece of paper that gives me my rights. The fact that I am standing here and nobody's going to shut me up. If I can get my finger on the trigger, you will never get your hand on my gun. Am I straddling on the fence for anybody here? We have to win. Our posterity, our children, our great-grandchildren, we owe it to them. This is the right thing to do, and John and I are going to continue doing this, with or without your help, because it is the right thing to do. What we need is 15%. If I get 15% in 5 independent polls, then I can participate in the presidential debate against George Bush and John Kerry. If I can beat Gary Nolan and Aaron Russo in a debate, what do you think I can do to George Bush and John Kerry? I will chew them up and spit them out. I will chew them up and spit them out. Give me liberty. Or give me death. That's not a motto. It's not a cliche. It's not a soundbite. It's a way of life. We owe it to them. And I am fighting as hard as I can for liberty. I read the Declaration of Independence years ago. But now I understand the dedication they had. I'm doing everything I possibly can. John and I are getting 4 hours of sleep.